Welcome to Launch, where we explore the world of invention and entrepreneurship. I'm Jim DeBetta, here with my co-host, Ron Reardon.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
And our producer, you're supposed to wait, and our producer, Lee Cantor.
Stepped on my line.
Ron's all excited
all
this morning.
Fired up, because there's guests in the
Good
in
guess.
The
He's trying to, you know, get a jump on me.
I have to get a word in edgewise somehow.
It's all fun. Well, we do have a great guest today, and somebody that that I know very well, Kim Babchuk. Good morning, Kim, calling all the way in from hot and sunny Arizona.
Hi.
What's the temp there, Kim, now? Is it like 107, even at like 7 in the morning?
I wish. No, it's actually, I'm in Tucson today, and it's it'll probably be high of around 80.
Oh, well, that's...
That's
pleasant.
Winter weather there, right?
Mm. Totally winter. This is actually cold for us, so I got my sweater.
With 80?
You know what? Yeah. You know, every time we get around 80s, we start to shiver.
It's true. I mean, when I lived in Florida, and I used to like watch the news, and when the temperatures went to the 60s, you see people wearing coats, and I used to make fun of them.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
But when you live there and you get used to the temperatures always being hot, and then it drops down like that, you get cold.
So they wear their...
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. It's nuts. It actually gets pretty cold. It drops down to the 30s at night.
It's a desert.
Yeah, so it's, where the desert can definitely get snow and cold, and so it's a little chilly. So we do have the heater on this morning in the house.
At 80, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Well, everyone, Kim is, I think she's kind of famous, but, you know, Kim is known out there in the consumer products industry as the QVC girl. Kim, I'm going to let you tell everybody why you're known as the QVC girl. Just tell everybody about your past experiences with QVC and your successes there.
Gladly. Well, basically, I've been a vendor at QVC since 1998. I invented a product called the Zipper Ruffle, which is a zip-on, zip-off, interchangeable bed skirt, where you don't have to lift the mattress any longer to remove the skirt around the box spring to have it laundered or change it. So QVC actually was my first customer in 1999, and I started selling on there, and I've been selling these bed skirts on there ever since. And I've had about 47 products on QVC throughout the years.
Now, Kim, how many people actually stay on QVC as long as you have? I know it's not many, but do you know what the percentages are of people that last that long?
It's very, very low. Let me give you a little statistics. 3%, they have 2,000 submissions a day for product reviews. 3% of those ever get on the air, and 0.5% ever get back on the air for a subsequent airing.
Those are not good odds.
No, they're not good odds, but they could be. You know, if you got a really good product, they could. It could be, quite a business. I mean, QVC was my complete business for about 6 years. I did nothing but QVC because it was a full time job.
So what makes you so successful in that in QVC?
Well, I just happen to have a product that appealed to women in the masses. And it was reasonably priced, and, it solved a huge problem. And, you know, I had my ups and downs on QVC. There were times, I hate to admit it, but there were times where I was concerned about getting back, because you have to meet so many dollars per minute. And sometimes I fell short of that dollar per minute, not by much, but... if you do fall short of it, you know, QVC won't ask you back. So I shook in my boots a couple of times, but I prevailed and was just very lucky. I had a good product, solved the problem, hit some massive demographics, and I had the grace of God behind me.
Well, you know, Kim, one of the things, too, that is important on those shows, because I've been on HSN, and you have to really... know how to work the camera and really have a great personality, because there are some products on there that I see that are good products, but sometimes the people that actually work for QVC or HSN, but the on-air guest, which is usually the inventor or the company owner, sometimes they're afraid, they kind of freeze up, they're kind of quiet, they're not enthusiastic, and that comes across, especially when someone only has a few minutes to react to what you're selling.
Absolutely, and you know, that is what's so important. And I did not, again, I hate to admit this, but I did not really have my sell down to a T for probably the first 2 years. It was very difficult to be on a set with a host and a bed and all the props and all the cameras and all of the tension, and then do this sell that is flawless because it's live on air, and you know, having to manage all of those aspects, the producer in your ear talking to you, the T call that's coming, the customer call that's coming, talking and communicating with the host, and at the same time having to get down on my hands and knees and zip and unzip my bed skirt, because it's all about the live demo on QVC. And if you can't demo, guess what? They're going to change the station and go on because they have no interest in what you're talking about.
Well, when is there any particular time of day or day of week that's better than any other? I mean, if I get, you know, Sunday morning at 3 in the morning, am I going to sell anything?
Yeah, I've sold out in the middle of the night. Again, it depends. You know, it's the luck of the draw. We all have to do our time at QVC. I was very, very fortunate that in all of my years of airing, I got primetime slots, Saturday at 9 a.m., Tuesday, you know, at 4 or 5 p.m. So, yeah, it does matter, but that's, you know, somebody's got to take those slots, and you just have to really have your sell down, and you have to have more than one product. You have to be able to be on there with multiple things to, you know, keep, really, to stay on there for as long as I've been. They recommend if you could submit a product to them every 6 to 9 weeks, they would love it. They would keep you on air and keep you going.
Well, what is it about Saturday at 9 a.m. and Tuesday at whatever you said, 4 or 5, that makes it prime time?
Well, Saturday everybody's home. 9 a.m. is a great time slot. And, you know, any time when, well, you know, Ron, they're broken up in geographical areas as well. I mean, the top-selling area for QVC is Los Angeles and the East Coast. So, you know, if I've been on at 9 a.m. New York time, which was 6 o'clock the West Coast time. So people aren't really up and buying at 6 o'clock in the morning West Coast time, but they're buying 9 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay.
Now, what's their expectations in terms of dollar amount per minute that they're looking for?
Well, during Saturday at 9 a.m., you better pull $6,000 a minute. If you're on at, you know, any time after, you know, the later it gets in the day, the less the requirement for the dollar per minute. So, you know, midnight to 6 a.m., you know, the dollar per minute may only be $1,500 a minute.
Wow.
So obviously the pressure's not on as much, but it's tough to be on an overnight, it's called. And I've actually missed one because I got the date screwed up, so that was not a good thing.
No, that's really not.
In that many years, I only missed one airing, and so it was an overnight, and I had flown all night long, got there, literally got to my hotel, decided that I was going to sleep for a little while, and never woke up.
Yikes.
Yeah,
I don't think
no good.
QVC probably doesn't like to be stood up.
No, but you know what? They were really good on me because I had made them a lot of money, had been there for a really long time, and they understood. So they gave me another time slot the following day, so that was good.
Now, what if that was your first time? You think there would have been a second time?
You know, I don't know. But you know what? They would be really, really ticked off, but they would probably go ahead and give you another airing, but you can't screw up after that.
Right. And is there?
They're pretty tough. They're very tough in that it's very regimen. You know, you've got to. They say you're going to be there at 9. You better be there at 9. They say you have to do this. You better do it.
Is there a lower threshold of what they absolutely won't accept? I mean, $4.99, $9.99, $19.99.
Like a price point?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They like to have a $15 minimum retail. However, I have seen some products around $11, $12, $13 range.
What's the most?
If they think it's going to be a good seller,
right.
they will take it, you know, around $11, $12, $13.
So when you said $6,000 a minute, you're talking about that's the gross revenue?
Yes.
Hey, Kim, look, we know that in this business, especially with TV, like you said, you may not get a second chance. So what's the process for somebody, an inventor, that has a product that they feel is a good product that can be demonstrated on TV? If they want to start the process of calling on a QVC or an HSN or ShopNBC, what are the steps they have to take, other than calling you to help them do it, but for their own purposes?
Well, you know, they basically have to make sure that their product, first and foremost, hits their demographics. You know, most people that come to me, they're not familiar with QVC's demographics of being, 160 million households. 98% of them are women. So if your product doesn't target that mass demographic, you're going to have you'll never hear from them. If you submit it, let's just say, on the internet or send in a physical submission. So basically the process is to make sure that your product hits that female, the age of 35 to 65. She buys for herself, only buys gifts during the fourth quarter, so don't expect them to get products on there that they're going to buy for someone else necessarily during the rest of the quarters, because they're there for themselves. Me buyers is what I call them. And, so you can submit it through the physical address of QVC. Their main headquarters is in Westchester, Pennsylvania. But they get over 2,000 submissions a day. And so, the chances of hearing from them that way are very low, unless it's such a hot item that they really, really, so it takes notice at the gatekeeper, and she passes it on to the appropriate buyer. Or you can attend one of their product searches. I think they hold 4 or 5 a year in different geographical areas, and you can go to QVCproductsearch.com. And or is it just productsearch.com, www.productsearch.com, to hear about their specials that they have, that they hold. Like, they did an Oprah search. They do all kinds of stuff like that. So go to their webpage and look at it. Or you can, internet, you can submit it to their direct office, or you can basically hire an agent.
All right, so Kim, I mean, what do you do for people that don't want to go through this process? Like, when I started out in this business, I did what a lot of other people did, and that is you go to a website, you send the sample into a P.O. box, and it just kind of goes to nowhere, and you don't hear from anybody, and you just get a rejection letter, and no one actually even may have looked at your product. But that's, time is money, and if you have something that could be right, what can you do for people to help them either circumvent that process, or I'm assuming the product in your mind is right.
Right. Like, how do you increase their odds?
Well, I can definitely increase their odds by leaps and bounds, because if I can get it right into the buyer, I bypass all of that stuff, and my buyers will tell me within, a very brief period of time, sometimes 20 minutes, whether they like an idea, would like a product, would want samples, and would be willing to get it, in the system at QVC. So I bypass the entire system of submitting and never hearing, or submitting and, hearing 6, because it says 6 to 8 weeks, that somebody will get back to you. That's a long time. So I can bypass all of that. And any good agent can bypass all of that and get it right to the key decision makers, which are the buyers in that particular category.
Yeah, 20 minutes is a whole lot better than 6 weeks.
All right. Eight
it's
weeks,
much,
that's
much
2 months. That's
better.
If you even hear back at all, because most people, people call me and say, well, I had the best product and I sent it into QVC or HSN, and they didn't even call me back. I'm like, don't hold your breath.
Most people don't. Most people don't hear back because, there's 170 buyers within QVC, and they get over 2,000 submissions a day from all these different sources. And so can you imagine the vetting system? And, unfortunately, a large percent of brand new products to the market. I will tell you that Marilyn Montross is the a vice president of marketing over there. So she oversees all the vendors, and, you know, she's a big wig at QVC when it comes to product submissions. And, you know, she told me, she said, I love all the products that I see. She said, unfortunately, 95% of them just are not ready for us when I see them.
All right, so explain that a little more. When someone has to have a product that's ready, what's the actual criteria?
Well, having a product that's ready for QVC means that it is completed. It's not in the development phase whatsoever. It's completed, and it's got moderate packaging that QVC can just take it out of a bulk box, put it in a QVC box, and then ship it off to the customer. It has to have a UPC barcode. It has to have the packaging. It has to be completed. And there has to be price points, a wholesale and an MSRP for QVC to consider.
Okay.
So if you're in the process of doing the development on your product and you're a quarter way done, that's usually a lot of times when people submit their products to QVC. So they're not product developers. They're not in the business of taking even a product that they really, really like and finishing the development process. They're just not in that business. They're in the business of getting it on TV and selling it.
Right. Well, Kim, you and I met at several trade shows.
Yes.
When you're at a trade show, number one, do people know that you're a QVC agent? And number two, what are you looking for as you go booth to booth?
You know, I'm not discriminatory. I'll look at anything. Because not only do I do QVC, but I do other retail distribution channels. So that may be catalog or it may be mass box retailers. So, I've learned very early on, Ron, that I really don't play the judge, jury, and executioner for a product because I have, you know, taken products to QVC that I absolutely positively thought were not going to work and the buyers wouldn't like, and they did like them. And then I've taken things to them that I thought they were really, really going to like and they didn't like.
I'm very open
to what I do at trade shows, and yes, I do. I don't usually promote myself as a QVC agent, but I will definitely, you know, talk to everybody and tell people, you know, what I do, and then that usually kind of buzzes around the trade show quickly, and then people kind of know who I am from that point.
What's an example of one of those products that you thought was never going to work, and then they put it on there and it sold well?
What was the last product that I, it was an organizer. Magnetic organizer. It was called, oh my goodness, this was 5 years ago. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was a magnetic plastic organizer that, stuck onto refrigerators, any metal things, and it was compartmentalized so people could put pens there. Scissors. I thought that thing was just going to do fantastic, but it bombed. And then there was another one called the Quick Seal that I got onto QVC. It was in Walmart. It had mild success. I thought that was going to get on QVC and take off. It was a sealing system for torn potato chip bags, any cereal bags, anything that needed to have a seal on it that didn't have a seal on it anymore.
Right.
And I got that on QVC for my client, and it bombed.
Do you guys?
It bombed to the tune of only sold 800 units in like 6 minutes.
That's a bomb.
Oh yeah, it was terrible bomb. Well, you know, let me tell you that not everything is right for QVC. You know, mass catalog might be good for QVC. I mean, good for other products, but QVC is a great way to launch a product because they like less minimums. You know, the commitment is not huge. They don't want 10,000 pieces. You know, they want about $50,000 to $75,000 in retail pricing of inventory so you can go on the air for a test.
All right, so a lot of people ask, well, what do I do? QVC wants to order stuff. What if it doesn't sell? What happens?
Well, on QVC, it's called a guaranteed sale. So that means that they're going to guarantee that they're going to pay you what sells on the air only. So they're not going to buy your inventory from you. You're going to, you know, this is where, you know, some companies get into trouble, is that, you know, they're lacking cash flow to begin with, which is never a good idea in a business. So they've got to have this manufactured, the product's manufactured. So you're talking 60 to 90 days right there of your capital expenditure. Then you have to ship it into QVC and get it into the warehouse and get it ready for on air. So depending on when that happens, if you're going to be able to get an airing date right away or maybe 3 months down the road or 6 weeks down the road, you've got another 90 days of capital investment. So that's 120 days of money that has to be out your pocket. The QVC is not going to pay you for anything. And then you're going to get on the air. They're going to sell it, and then they're going to pay you 30 days later.
It's a long wait.
It is a very long wait. And so that's why people have to be, you know, listen, I've seen QVC actually bankrupt companies. There was a little mom-and-pop company that was really selling very, very well. And the orders just kept getting bigger and bigger. They were a little mom-and-pop. And you know what? They had to go out of business because they couldn't keep up with QVC.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. Right. That's one of those.
Definitely. Well, Jim, you know, we deal with Walmart all the time. You definitely need to be careful what you wish for because you may get it.
Yeah, people, and it's not just the money, too. It's also just, you know, the infrastructure. You know, if it is a husband and a wife or just, you know, either one, they're doing it out of their house and they get a $1 million order, and then these retailers expect you to fulfill and ship and do everything correctly, and then you can't, and, you know, you don't get a second chance when you don't ship to a big retailer.
Well, yeah, you know, and QVC has the most stringent quality assurance in the industry, and their accounting system is the wackiest I've ever seen in my entire life. It was very hard to manage the accounting alone. I had to hire just an independent accountant to do my books just for QVC, not the rest of my business.
Exclusively for QVC. That's great.
Because it was crazy.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. I mean,
really?
In my old company, we had people managing the Walmart accounts, and just because it does get hairy, you think, well, what's the big deal? They issue an purchase order for, you know, $500,000, and then they just have to pay you. But there's deductions, there's co-op dollars, there's defect allowances, there's all kinds of concessions, and then, you know, you're chasing all those little things. And, you know, those little pennies, so to speak, are you know, they're thousands and tens of thousands of dollars if you don't watch them.
But you make it up in volume.
Well, yeah, but you got to make sure you get paid, too. That's always a nice
You've got stock balancing. You know, you've got all kinds of stuff with that. And obviously, I didn't know any of that because QVC was my first customer. So it was very interesting. It was a very interesting endeavor. And so that's why I primarily act as an agent now. I still have Zipruffle on QVC that sells, but I don't have anything else on there. And that's designed by me because it was a very tough proposition. I loved it. It was great. But I would much rather agent now because none of the financial burden falls on my shoulders.
That's a smart move.
And, you know, I had it. Listen, guys, during my years, I had $500,000 of inventory at any one given time at QVC.
Yo.
Turning over. So, it was definitely a challenge, but it was the best time in my life, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I would do a lot of things differently, but that's what I'm really trying to out-promote and teaching people about the process so they don't have to go through all of that.
Well, Kim, you have a course that I have that I got from you, which is very informative. You know, tell everybody about it and where they could get it, because I think it's a great basic and beyond about how to get on QVC, the process, and all about that channel.
Yeah, you know, the course basically debunks all of the myths and mysteries about QVC, and it tells you what QVC wants and what they don't want, what they're looking for, what their demographics are looking for. And so you can just go to www.kimbabjuk.com and buy the course. And the course comes with 6 months of biweekly phone conferences with me to walk you through the process. You know, you're on the phone live with me, and they ask me all kinds of questions about the product development, the packaging, the design, you know, what to expect when they get into QA, what to expect once they're on the air, how do you stay on the air once you're on it? Because, you know, like any product, whether it be QVC or Walmart, you know, once you get on the air, once you get that product on the shelf, then a product goes into product survival.
Yeah, that's true.
And that survival is stay in that spot, pull its numbers, and beat the competition and stay there year after year. And that's, you know, that has to be learned. That has to be taught. It's not just an instinctive thing.
Do you also help with the coaching of when you do get your chance to be on air to, you know, do a good performance to keep you on air?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's part of my business. That's what I do the best because I've been doing it for so long. So Jim and I, you know, we're just getting ready to launch Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad onto HSN. And don't hesitate that me and Jim are going to be there right on set with Kim and Robert, you know, with our vast experience of being on air. You know, we're going to be, you know, providing the best advice we can on how to make that cell work from, you know, in a cell, you know, once the camera goes on and once the host starts talking, you know, you've got to be right on cue and get your points because people change television stations in an instant. And if you don't capture their attention every 20 seconds with something that's going to intrigue them, they're going to go on to the shop NBC or HSN.
And we don't want that to happen.
So they
not on my time, anyway.
Yeah, you have to keep going. And every 20 seconds, QVC has a new customer. So you've got to reiterate your point. So we're going to be working come January, February with Rich Dad, Poor Dad to develop their cell and keep them on the air as long as we possibly can.
Now,
are you ready, Jim?
Yeah, hey, you know, we're counting the days.
Now, the viewer of these shows, do they really channel surf like that? They got those three channels and they're just bouncing back and forth? Is that the personality of them?
Big time. Big time.
You know, when I used to, you know, when I go down to HSN, I'd go into some of the executives' offices, and they have in their offices big, you know, TVs, and they have all the other channels on
at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
They watch, but people are like that. I mean, the you know, it's one of the most successful models even today. TV shopping,
right.
You know, and I love how everyone says I would never buy anything from there, but you know,
right. Somebody is buying it.
And you know, with HSN, Kim, which I think, you know, I'm not sure how it is with QVC specifically, but when I was on, you know, that late night was a hotbed. That was the time, like 11, 12 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, yeah.
Which was your, you know, 7, 8 o'clock. That was like the time you wanted to be on, especially if you had like a consumer electronics or you had, you
right.
know, something that was, you know, a commodity that everybody would want. That was,
right.
man, yeah, and I know you have to fight for those times and you have to earn those times. You don't just get to walk on and pick and
right,
choose
your
when
slot.
You, yeah, it's like anything. You know, you start at the bottom of the ladder and
work your way.
You know, like Kim said, you know, they may stick you on at a weird hour or, you know, when the requirements aren't as great. But then that's okay, too, because it gets you to, you know, if the requirements
sure.
are only $1,500 an hour.
Right.
And, you
get
know,
to practice.
You can get to practice and hopefully at least pull that much. But I remember we were doing the binoculars. It, you know, there were a couple of times, like you said, Kim, too, that, you know, we just made the number. And, you know, and then they have their little tactics. Like if something looks like it's going to pull, they'll pull out little, you know, and free shipping and, you know, and
right.
all these things that they'll try to do
right.
and,
right.
you know, get people excited about it. Or the host will just take over the conversation because the hosts that they have are obviously trained and,
right.
and know how to engage the customers. And people watch those shows for the hosts. I mean, their personalities. It's like watching, you know, Oprah or, you know, Martha Stewart
or
something.
They know them intimately. They know when they're having babies. They know when they get married. The customer knows when their anniversaries are. You know, it's quite amazing. And I, you know, I will tell you that over all the years that I was on TV with QVC, I barely, rarely got overnight slots, very rarely. And, you know, I did sell out at 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so you never know.
East Coast time, multiple times. So, yeah, it's definitely a different model, and it's a great model. And, they you know, it's retail shopping. Now, let me tell you, and Jim, you know this too, especially nowadays, retailers want the product to be on TV to prove it's got some kind of legs or success before they put it on a shelf. So the big retailers want to know, what kind of marketing does this have? Is it in a DRTV campaign? Is it in a TV rotation right now? Because we're going to get easier placement when I go and act as the agent to get it into retail. If it's on a TV campaign, 100 times faster than I will if it's not, if it's just a blind here buyer, look at this product.
It's the as seen on TV mentality. You go into all these stores today, like, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond and
right.
all the department stores, and I even seen some supermarkets. You'll see these, you know, infomercial or TV shopping products being sold regularly. I mean, these stores are really making a lot of money from it.
Especially if it's supported in a DRTV campaign. Now, I will tell you that when I started 10 years ago on QVC, you know, they gave everybody 12-minute airings. That's pretty much the standard. Then, well, because one out of two products fail on QVC, they give you what is called a 3 to 4 minute AB cell. So they turn the cameras on. Within a minute, 2 minutes, you know if your product's going to be working or not, and they'll gauge it from there out. So if you make that 3 minutes and you're doing well, they'll boost you up to 4 minutes. If you're doing well at that 4 minutes, they'll put you up to 6 minutes, and they'll work their way up usually in between 8 and 12 minutes. Okay. Nowadays. Okay. But if it's not working within the first 30 seconds to a couple minutes, they pull you right off the air. I've seen camera, you know, shots where they're right in the middle of talking and QVC just cuts them off and goes on to the next, so they don't want to waste their airtime.
So this big hook comes out and just grabs them. Huh? Well, Kim, if I were to call for your particular product and I just want to put it on one bed, does QVC try to upsell me to get it for 2 beds, 3 beds, depending on how many beds I got?
No, they don't. You know, they don't do special offers. Oh, you know, they don't do anything like that. But what they will do is when you call, the operator will recommend, oh, well, with this bed skirt, try one of QVC's beautiful heritage comforters that go with it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so they will, but they don't do hard sell like that because that's really cheesy and people don't like that.
Now, but do they give you the contact information of the person that it's sold to so that you can sell them?
As a vendor?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Obviously, that's their proprietary information. And so what they'll do is when you're submitting a package, and this is where my expertise and people hire me to, you know, QVC wants to make sure that in your packaging that's going to go to the customer that you have no bounce backs. That customer has no way to contact you personally or your company outside of QVC to reorder.
Oh, wow.
It's a seamless thing.
So they want to keep tight control over that.
And they have to because it's...
Well, can you imagine... Their list is 90 million people at QVC.
90 million
buyers. So, you know, that's a big database of purchasers. So they keep very tight control. And if you do have information on your web page, on your product packaging that's going to lead people back to a web page, it's going to be a web page mostly for information.
But they'll be able to Google your name of your company. I mean,
I have people call me all the time outside of QVC, especially when something would sell out. You know, people would call me personally because they would find me on the internet and they would say, oh, well, QVC doesn't have this size. Can I buy this size from you? Or can I buy this color from you? So, yeah, they definitely, people are very savvy. You know, and you know, a great thing about QVC that they introduced about 4 or 5 years ago was shop on demand, QVC on demand. And basically, you know, I was one of their very first products that they put on demand TV on the internet. So when I was on the air, people could that missed my airing, they could go right to QVC.com and go and watch my video sell on demand and then purchase it through that.
That's cool.
So yeah. It was a really good forum because if you don't happen to catch my 8 minutes, you know, then you're not going to see it. But if you're shopping and you're looking on the TV schedule and you see Zipper Ruffle in the master bedroom and you want to look at the video, you can just go to the on-demand video, watch it, and then make a purchase. So I always sold big, big numbers even after I was off the air for 3 or 4 months.
And they count on that. They count
absolutely.
On, you know, it used to be different where, you know, back in like the mid-90s when the internet really wasn't much
right,
of anything, the call-in, the operators, you know, that's where they got the extra sale. So, you know, you go off the air, you sell 1,000 pieces on the air. They always sold another 20-30% or so after the show because as people are still calling in, you know, you're on for 10 minutes. When it's over, you know, there's people on hold waiting.
Right.
And that was the only way that they could, at that time, generate extra sales. Now with the internet, it's that much easier. So if you're able to have succeeded like that back then, Kim, I mean, obviously it's a testament to – you know, your Zippo Ruffle thing now. I told you, I've seen your product on the air. Now, has the Zippo Ruffle been on the air without you? Because I know I've seen it. I think we had this discussion.
No, that was a knockoff. My product has never been on the air without me.
Okay.
That was a knockoff that 2 years into QVC, again, I wasn't quite prepared for the big business. And so I didn't have the colors and the different styles as quick as QVC wanted them. So guess what? They found a vendor that could do it, but it was such inferior quality. I had such a good name on QVC. People knew me. People knew the product. That this the knockoff was only around for about 3 months. And then it went away.
There you go. Well,
So it was, you know, it was a good thing. And I will tell you, you know, QVC is in 160 million households globally. So there's QVC UK, QVC Germany, QVC Japan, and QVC USA. And I do QVC UK as well. And, you know, in their really, really busy season, they push out 600,000 packages a year goes out of QVC. They did 250,000 packages in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, and I've heard that QVC is the largest seller of jewelry in the world.
Yeah, it's humongous. They're not the number one seller, though. Actually, ShopNBC is bigger.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, some of them really concentrate.
But QVC is second.
Okay.
Yeah, so, they have a great forum. It's only going to get bigger and better. You know, they are hitting some recession as well, so they're just being much more choosy about the products that they do put on an 8-minute slot now than they ever have before.
Okay. Well, Kim, how can our listening audience get in touch with you?
Well, you can contact me at www.kimbabjak.com, or you can call me at my office in Phoenix, Arizona, 602-795-4045.
And another thing that I want everyone to know too, Kim, which you touched on, is that you work very well in the direct response TV, or what people know as the infomercial world. I know you know all the big names and the executives, so if people have what they think is an appropriate product for, you know, a long-form or short-form infomercial, I know I've sent ideas through you, and I know you're connected there. So, you know, everybody that, you know, Kim's got those great connections for any idea. And like you said, Kim, there's never any bad ideas. It's just, you know, how are they packaged? How are they presented?
Right.
We've all seen, you know, what we thought were, you know, poor products do very well and great products fail for lots of other reasons other than the product. So, Kim, listen, it's been great having you on. I know it's early over there, and you know, we appreciate you getting up with your coats and blankets on and the snuggie with a make sure you water your plants with your aqua globe and you know, whatever else is out there.
I will do just that.
Okay, well, this has been another great episode of Launch, you know, where we talk to entrepreneurs and inventors and those that help them. This has been Jim DeBetta, our producer, Lee Cantor, and this is Ron Reardon signing off.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.